Hello, loved ones. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people just like you to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people just like you and I about the power within to heal oneself and others. Simply, I am here to love myself and love you all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As well as always, I invite all of your questions, comments, and suggestions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self, your authentic self in the present moment, and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation today and giving me this opportunity from the bottom of my heart and soul to serve you. Thank you. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, just like always, followed by our special, inspiring, and authentic guest, Mr. Mark Jacobs, who is the steward of Many Path Bookstore in Los Angeles, California, and as well as he's a spiritual practitioner. He's the author of Meditations with Peaceful Presence. Wow. And as well as currently writing his second book, One with God. One with God. The truth of who we really are. I'm just adding the truth of who we really are. The title is One with God. For more information about Mark Jacobs, please visit www.manypathbookstore.com. And we shall hear all about his inspiring revelation as how he became the steward of this magnificent bookstore. But for now, I invite you to get present with me. I invite you to get present with yourself right here, right now. I invite you to get present with our wonderful guest today who has offered his time to share, to be open with all of us. In this moment, I invite all of you to take several deep cleansing breaths with me, to align yourself, to ground yourself, to relax into the present moment with all of us. Here we go. Take the first deep cleansing breath. Breathe in and exhale with an ah. Sound it out, ah. As you sound it out, allow the releasing to take place through your throat chakra. As you sound it out, allow your body to relax. Allow is the key word. Say to yourself, I let go of control right here, right now. Again, I invite you to take a second deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah. Allowing yourself to relax from head to toe, toe to head. Feel where you feel the tensions and consciously allow and will yourself to relax every muscle, every tissue in your being, in your body. Again, wonderful. Let's go for the third cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah. Thank you. Grounding yourself, relaxing into the present moment. As we are all one on these airwaves, I am one with you, you are one with me, we are all one. There is no separation within the realm of oneness as we call it, as we claim it right here, right now. As always, with gratitude and appreciation to God, the divine, the spirit of all good, of all blessings, the light of the universe and allness, we're so grateful for all that we are and all that we have. Dear beloved, thank you. Thank you for all that you have provided for us. Every single moment, a precious moment. Every single person, a precious person in our lives. As we let go of our ego and the illusions of the mind, we awaken to what is as beauty, as love, as joy, as wisdom, as all good here provided for us. as we awaken to the moment, we ask, what am I present to here? What am I present to? I am present to you and I, simply being here, rejoicing in this moment, sharing, caring, revealing the light within ourselves, for we are all brothers and sisters of the light, as I call it in this moment, as I know it truly in my heart, as I invite you to open your heart in this moment and just simply be. Be with what is without any judgment, attachment, criticism of any kind, without any resistance of any kind, just being here. Always, always, eternally just being. So wonderful to know that we have this power within us, this magnificent power to call it as we will it. And this is what we're creating right here, right now. This is the cause for the moment, being with the oneness as the oneness inside and out. I say to you, I love you, I appreciate you, you're worthy and deserving of living this life with love inside and out, joy inside and out, peace inside and out, presence, oneness, and the illuminating light of all that there is. You are one with God, and so am I. And with this I say, and so it is, bless you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on this show with us. Now moving along with this wonderful, inspiring, authentic show right here, right now, we're introducing our special guest, Mr. Mark Jacobs, who is a steward of Many Paths Bookstore and spiritual practitioner. He's also the author of Meditations with Peaceful Presence, and who is currently writing his second book, One with God. And there is further as what he has done and is doing, and we shall hear all about it. For more information on Mark, please visit www.manypathsbookstore.com. And taking this opportunity to welcome Mark on our show. Mark, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting our invitation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to start by asking you, what inspired you to open up this bookstore, Many Paths Bookstore?
Well, I think the inspiration was planted probably about 20 years ago when I walked into the Bodhi Tree bookstore over in West Hollywood, which has been around a very long time, about 36 years or so. And I always lived in the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles and wondered why such a store was not here on this side of the hill, as they say. And, 20 years passed, and I was in meditation one day and had subsequently decided that I really wanted my life to be about the business of God in every area. And in this meditation, the whole vision for the store unfolded before me, and the name and the look of and the feel of it, its purpose. Indeed, what you see is as close to what was presented to me when you come visit the store. So I really wanted to create a space, or it was presented to me, I should say, to create a space for people to come and explore their spirituality, to explore their purpose, to explore themselves, to be inspired, to just have a respite away from the world, if that's what they choose. But I wanted to make sure that everything we do and everything that we provided for customers and anyone who wants to come in is that it supports them on their spiritual journey, whether that's in meditation or prayer, supports them in other spiritual practices. And so it all unfolded, and it unfolded very quickly once it became really clear. What'd you say?
Godspeed?
Yes, it was Godspeed. It became very clear, and the space showed up, and all of the building and everything like that came and went very quickly, and we were able to open, in fact, 1 year ago. We've been open 1 year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your one-year birthday. Happy birthday
yes.
to you.
It's truly a blessing. It really, really is.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. And I have another
Thank
question.
You.
Why do you call yourself a steward of Many Paths Bookstore?
You know, I've wrestled with that over even over the course of the year that we've been open, but I finally really understood that because this was presented to me in meditation and I tried to stay true with that presentation, that I really cannot call myself comfortably an owner or even a proprietor, which I thought would be a softer word, but truly I'm just a steward for God's work, for God's vision inside the store. And so whatever I'm guided to do, I try to do. And in the meantime, I care for the MiniPaths bookstore, and I care for the customers, and I care for the environment that is created here. And I just understand that it's not mine to own, just as nothing really on the earth is ours to own.
Right. It's not yours. It's not me, not mine.
No.
Me, myself, and I, only mine. I want it. It's mine.
Yes, I know. We tend to fall into that.
So you're taking care of it. And would you say that you surrender to this vision and allow it to unfold and fruition and to become what it is right now? Surrender?
Yes. I understood that even when I was picking the inventory, the books and the products and the things certainly that I myself was attracted to, because our vision really has become more clear over this last year, that we're a place of consciousness and a place of healing. We're many other things, but largely consciousness and healing. And so I knew that I would have to stock the store with my experience, so to speak, and what others told me that they wanted to see inside such a store. But even from day one, we started to adjust things based on what many people were gravitating towards and what they were asking for. And so some sections have been depleted already. Others have grown in size. Some products we no longer carry. Others we've introduced. We kind of just go with the ebb and flow of what the customer wants, because that's who we're serving. And it's always important to remember that we are here to be of service, not only personally, but professionally and in every other capacity.
Bless you for surrendering and causing greatness for all of us and surrendering to the cause of good. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
Let's talk about your book, Meditations with Peaceful Presence. Tell us about this. Tell us.
Yes, that came about through, I was sending out a daily email of meditations to an email audience, and I did it anonymously. And it was suggested by the few people who did know who was actually sending these out.
You got caught.
I got caught, and it was suggested that I put a few of these together. And, you know, at first I was resistant, and but I decided that I would do just a month's worth. So there's 31 meditations on grace and love and peace and joy and all the things that you mentioned in your beautiful prayer at the beginning, and put that together. And they're largely influenced by consciousness and hopefully encouraging its readers to have a rise in consciousness, to expand in consciousness. But there's also an element of St. Francis in there, because while I was not raised Catholic, I admire many of the saints of the Catholic faith. And St. Francis of Assisi is certainly one of them. And so there's an element of his compassion and peace and simplicity and humility that are interwoven inside this book. And it was really a beautiful experience. It reached its second printing, and it is one of the bestsellers in our store. But I really have not pursued trying to get it out into the mainstream yet, though I have recently been asked about that. So we'll see what happens.
We're causing it right here, right now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So we're causing it right here, right now. 31 beautiful meditations to help you, listeners, beautiful listeners out there, to rise and expand in consciousness. Okay, now I know what you're talking about, Mark, but if there are people out there who are new to spirituality and to the cause of consciousness, the definition, how would you define rise and expand in consciousness as you read this book? What does that mean for the listeners?
I think it's unique and individual to every single being, to every single person, that consciousness is that which is the presence of God, feeling and experiencing that presence, which is, I believe, within each one of us, within all of life. And so to the extent that we can feel it, that we can commune with it, that we can pray not for things, but to know a greater expression of the divine within us, that is consciousness, and it is infinite. It is always expanding. It is that which is our source, our spiritual source. And so the more I cultivate my relationship with the conscious divine, with the consciousness of the presence of God, becoming extraordinarily aware of this presence within me and around me, and in equal measure in all of life and every other being, then I make myself more a channel, more a vessel, more aligned with a greater experience of life here on Earth.
I just want to jump in here and just say, listeners, I invite you to be open right here, right now. As I feel God moving through Mark right here, right now, you can feel energies if you allow yourself to be open. Mark, I really feel your authenticity, that you're like, I feel like it's coming from your heart, from your soul. Everything that you're saying is so authentic.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just speak whatever comes to me.
I appreciate your words.
No, well, it's true. And I invite the listeners to feel it and be open to its power. It can, you know, it's what you're saying is just really like listening to a prayer or reading a meditation. What you're saying, if a person is open, they can receive it right here, right now. It has healing. I'm feeling it. If I'm
Absolutely.
Feeling it, if one person can get it, other people can get it because we're all one. We just
yes.
have to be open.
God is already okay. present. Whether we're aware of it or not, God is always present and always unfolding and always has unfolded in our lives. So the degree to which we can become aware of that and devote a time of cultivation, of relationship with that, I believe we can have whatever life we choose or that we're guided to have in spirit.
Would you say whoever reads your meditations with peaceful presence, wherever they are in their life, these meditations will support them to move to the next level? Because that's what I'm getting.
I think it can. If one uses it every day for 30 days or 31 days, depending on the month, that there is something, I believe, that our soul resonates with the truth. Everybody has their version of the truth, but I think ultimately, as we're seeing on the planet right now, that we're hearing the same thing over and over and over and over again from spiritual leaders, from teachers, from all parts of the globe as they talk about consciousness and waking up and awareness. So the message is no different, but the words may be slightly different, and there's something within us, our very souls, that resonate with that. And so it would be my hope that anyone who reads those meditations and takes them to heart and perhaps stops, closes their eyes, listens to that which is within them, and just ponder the words, ponder what it means to live in simplicity, to exercise humility, to know a greater love, to be loving, to receive love, all of which is important, that there is there would be a natural tendency to grow spiritually as a result. And it may be just the beginning for some. It may be a tool along one's journey, who's been journeying for a while, it may be just a lovely addition. So whatever it is for anybody, it would be my hope that they would ponder the words.
It is done. You know what? Let's talk about the power of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
When you say 30, 31 days, being consistent, repeating,
yeah.
repetition, consistent, so many of us, after 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, we quit. Things come up, we feel disempowered, you know, what's this all about? Life is too big for me, challenges, blah, 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 excuses, reasons to quit. But the
right.
power of being consistent with whatever we're doing, wherever, see where we want to go, where we want to be, focus on our intention, right? And
mm-hmm.
just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you want to say about the power of being consistent and persevere?
Oh, it is vital. It really is vital. And I think you make a really good point in that, who do we want to be in the world? And I think what really elevated my journey was when I was asked, who do I want to be in the world? And so I could identify that I wanted to be more loving, more open, lead a simpler life, develop my purpose, be more creative, whatever it was, develop compassion, that as soon as I could identify who I wanted to be in the world, not necessarily what I wanted to do in the world, but who I wanted to be in the world, then the tools that supported that came to me. And then meditation is my opportunity to commune with that divine presence that is infinite, that is larger than the appearance of anything that is unlike that vision for myself. And if I do it consistently, every day, maybe even more than once a day, but, you know, if you're not used to it, every day, a few minutes, then the desire, the communion, the joy that I feel or that others feel, as they've told me, is that presence, that feeling of the presence of God gets stronger, is more rooted, is able to come through them more easily. There's a greater peace of mind. There's a greater tendency toward love. There's a desire to sit down and perhaps be more creative in whatever their life's work is or whatever the moment is presenting to them. So there are many benefits to that, but mostly it's that stillness, it's that respite from the world that is so important these days, because without that stillness, we're too busy. Our minds are too busy, too scattered, too stuck in worry and doubt and confusion and the busyness of life. But if we can take those few minutes, it does wonders to sit in that silence, in that communion with God, even if you don't know what to do. Just to be silent and quiet, it will build on itself. And soon enough, the desire to do it on your own, without the attempt to try to do it all the time, will come.
Beautiful. We do have. Let's take
we
this
do
opportunity.
Have.
Yes. I'm going to take this opportunity to reintroduce you to anyone that may have just joined us or joined us late. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. We've been speaking to Mark Jacobs, who's the steward of Many Paths Bookstore in Los Angeles, California, and who's also a spiritual practitioner. He's the author of Meditations with Peaceful Presence, and currently writing his second book, One with God. We've been talking about his Meditations with Peaceful Presence book and purpose and how he was inspired to open up this bookstore to serve all of us, and we're grateful. And again, for more information, please visit his website, www.manypathsbookstore.com. Mark, if anyone is interested in your book, they can find it at your bookstore? Your book at your bookstore?
Oh, yes.
We have,
many copies. We can certainly send it to them if they're in the local area, certainly if they're in North Hollywood, which is where we are. then I encourage them to come in and experience the store. But we're happy to send a copy anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. If you're listening from China, Japan, Israel, Australia, France, Iran, where I'm originally from, anywhere in the world. Yeah, yes. I'm Iranian. My background is Jewish, and I practice love and oneness. This is my religion. So, let's talk about anything is possible. Here is one.
It is. It truly is.
Oh, my gosh. So anywhere in the world you are, he can ship it out to you. All right, let's talk about your second book, my favorite subject, Oneness with God, which is my passion. This is why I am alive. Oneness with God, service with God. This is what I've surrendered to joyfully and lovingly. Let's hear it. How did you talk about this book?
This book is was also actually a part of a meditation experience where the title and the cover was presented to me, as well as the table of contents. I indeed had to reach for a paper and pen, because what was coming to me I needed to write down. And so I tried to stay in that meditative presence and write the table of contents down. And essentially what the book is, it's a combination of a few things. But it's I realized that throughout my life, even from a very young child, that I had a very strong sense of God, a very strong sense. I wasn't encouraged to pursue it. We were raised Methodist, but we did not go to church very often. Though whenever I stepped inside of a church, it didn't matter the denomination. I just kind of, I vibrated, I resonated. I wanted to explore every part of it, every dark corner, every altar. I was fascinated. And, you know, I had a somewhat of a difficult childhood in school, though not at home, but a difficult childhood. And there were times where I didn't feel I wanted to be alive. And there were certain circumstances where that could have been so. And I don't have to go into the details of that.
But people out there that can resonate with what you're saying right now.
Yes, and so when one of those instances did include alcoholism, and I've been sober about 18 years now, but there was a spiritual experience that occurred, and there were several on my last night of drinking. And so that moved me into a completely different state of consciousness overnight. And that spiritual journey just grew. And I felt that it was, this was presented to me in meditation, one with God, to share that experience, all the way from being a child through up into the present, of how that journey of not being part of any particular major religion, of how the journey of my concept with God changed and evolved, how I incorporated the lessons of my life so that I could live a better life. And then it really started taking off as I found the Science of Mind Church, which is the Church of Religious Science in North Hollywood is my congregation. But I've been involved with them for 15 years. I always have to say that it has nothing to do with Scientology.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's the Church of Religious Science. But it really caused me to go deeper inward. And the more that I did that, the more I wanted to go more deeply within myself, to know the presence of God, to touch that grace within me that is present within all, and to live from that place, to see with the eyes of Christ mind, if you will, so that I can be the presence of God, the presence of love, the presence of peace, the presence of joy, the presence of intelligence, the presence of creativity, whatever God quality you want to use, more in the world. But that was a long journey to get to that point. And so this book looks at that journey. And what I think is unique about this book for me is that it talks about the pain. It talks about the suffering. It talks about the moments of insight, the moments of consciousness, the moments of awakening, and what my perceptions were of the world, what my beliefs are about myself, how I would like to be in the world, and looks at those, takes those lessons, and how I incorporated those lessons into my life as I went through my life, as I have gone through my life.
And so, listeners are now saying, I can identify with what he's saying, even not reading your book.
Yes.
The pain and the suffering that we all go through, the oneness.
We do. And, you know, really, the pain and the suffering comes from a feeling or a sense of being separate from God and separate from each other. That's really what it boils down to. And that's why a spiritual practice is so important, that we get back in touch with what is already within us so that we can be of service to others, so that we can know that a life different from one we have known is possible.
Yes. Being at peace with ourselves.
Yes.
Yes, and you were saying, we're talking about being at peace with ourselves.
Yes.
Being whole and complete, and just when we're alone, feeling good just with who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Not attaching and not just feeling alone because there's no one to watch TV with us or to eat with us, right?
Right.
Did you say that?
Yeah. It's very important. And so, which is also why I think a consistent spiritual practice really will develop a sense that we're never alone. We may physically be alone, though that's debatable, but that we're never alone in the presence of God, and that God is always with us and within us, and that if we truly want to turn ourselves over, that we want to surrender to a life and have a life that's different, then we have a lot of work to do, usually, as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And to surrender old ideas that we have about ourselves, old belief patterns that no longer serve us, to be open and willing to explore ourselves without fear, without wondering what the outcome is, without remaining attached to what religion tells us, if we've grown up with a particular, any kind of particular religion, or one that's rigid, one that does not leave us open to explore on our own, if we actually step out of that and take a look at, what kind of God do I want to have? Do I want to have one that's punishing? Do I want one that's judgmental? Not really. So
we have the
opportunity, we have the possibility of creating any kind of God that we want, because it's all God.
That's so
it's
true. I got that once in meditation, that we can create God. If we create God as a mean, punishing God, that's what we're creating. That's what we're causing. That's what we're believing.
That's
and
right.
That's what we will attract to ourselves. But if we create a God that is loving and caring and giving and available and a wise, intelligent, knowledgeable God that loves us and nurtures us, that's beautiful. That's what we're gonna. That's gonna show up in our life. That's what we're going to create. So we are the cause and creator of our lives.
Would absolutely.
One with God. Just be it. Be do have. Be do have. Not vice versa. Do. Have at the end of the evening. What
yes.
happens to our being? Neglected. Down.
Exhausted.
Exhausted. Give it, ship in all the chips and the dip and the cookies so I can feel good about my being, huh? Let me drink away. Let me smoke away. Let me watch the porn, huh?
Right.
And the internet and TV so I can take care of my being.
We have many distractions
yes.
available to us.
Yes, yes. So, fantastic. And when are we going to see and when are we going to read your upcoming book? When would you say?
It has just gone through a first round of edits. And so it's now back, and I did what was asked of me, and so I am turning it back over to the editors. I've had interest just recently from a publisher. So it's with opening the store, I really haven't had time to pursue the publication of that book seriously, but now it's moving forward. I created Many Paths Publishers at the same time, thinking that I might want to also become a publishing company for works of consciousness and prayer and meditation, and I'm not so sure that I want to do that now. The original idea was to publish this book myself, but in a very, very professional manner. So I think it's unfolding, and there's no clear road for it yet, though I think the road will make itself known very quickly.
Absolutely. The light is opening up the way right here, right now.
Absolutely.
Mark, and in the bookstore, you also talk about different topics, and one is such as giving and receiving. Now,
yes.
My concept, my knowing of giving and receiving is that it's the same vibration. As
yes.
you give, you receive. There is no difference or separation in giving
Correct.
And receiving. It's one. It's the oneness. And what would you like to say about giving and receiving?
Well, I'm not so sure that I could say much else. You said it right there. It's really one and the same thing. As in very simple terms, anyone who gives without the expectation of receiving, or without a motivation, but who gives selflessly, receives. And it's an inner receiving. It's an inner feeling. It feels good. It's something that moves people to compassion and with a greater sense of love. So when you give without motivation, you receive. In the same way, when we receive, when we're open to receiving, there's an automatic feeling of wanting to give as well, to share it, to really know that whatever it is that we have received, we want to move it from us, to give it, to allow others to share in it. So it's just a constant flow. It creates a flow. And that flow opens us in every area of our lives, in all of our affairs, in our relationships, in our financial affairs, in our creative aspirations, in our workplace, that if we come with an attitude, a consciousness, if you will, of giving without any expectation, without anything attached to that, we will receive. It's spiritual receiving. And when we receive, when we're open, there's a spiritual inclination to also continue to give. So it kind of flows into us and out from us. So there is no real distinction.
Absolutely.
But the key is that
I love to give personally. I love to give. It flows through me. I just love to give and
yes.
and be present for people. And it's so interesting how spontaneously, miraculously, I receive without intending. Honest to God, it's like
mm-hmm.
so amazing that if I like want something or need something and it just like comes to me that I need this for this purpose, for work or for the kids or something like that, and spontaneously, I call it miraculously, out of nowhere, it shows up. or someone gives it to me, or someone calls me, and I'm like, wow. And I get it. I get it. It's what goes out comes back. What goes out comes back without any attachment, resistance, joyfully, lovingly being present with it. Mm-hmm. Oh,
because you have a consciousness of the flow of God. You have the consciousness of the flow of giving and receiving. And so you're receiving, but you're giving. And so you're just in that flow. And
right,
so it's
right.
No surprise to me that anything you need to support you on your journey is going to show up.
Dear listeners, let's all flow together. Let's all flow together. Let us all fly together within the oneness. Mark, taking this opportunity to introduce you to our guest. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati. We have been talking to Mark Jacobs, who's the steward of Many Paths Bookstore and a spiritual practitioner here in Los Angeles, California. He's the author of Meditations with Peaceful Presence and currently writing his second book. Wonderful, fantastic, inspiring. I encourage all of you to purchase it when it comes out. I haven't read it. I don't know, but I'm feeling it. It's called One with God. And for more information on Mark, please visit his website, manypathsbookstore.com. I got so excited. I'm like going on and on and on. Mark, if anyone wants to contact you, what is your contact information?
Mm-hmm. Well, our address is 5152A Lankershim Boulevard. That's Lankershim. We're in North Hollywood, California. 91601. Our phone number is 818-762-4789. And my email address is mark, M-A-R-K, at manypathsbookstore.com.
Beautiful.
And, of course, our website will have all of that information for you.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Another topic that you talk about, Mark, is healing and wholeness, another favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Since I don't know if, Mark, you know, you don't know, probably know, but the listeners, every week, something comes up that I share my healing from lupus. I had lupus central nervous system while I was pregnant with my second child. This is about 8.5 years ago, and 6 years ago I healed completely from the lupus CNS, which I was halfway paralyzed. And again, 2 years ago, near-death accident with a car, pedestrian, SUV, struck me. Healing, wholeness. Wholeness inside and out, oneness. What is your comment and your experience with healing and wholeness?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question.
Go ahead. I love questions.
What do you think attributed to your healing in full? What can you attribute that to? Was it a state of consciousness? Was it prayer work? What was it?
Oh, it was my willingness. It was prayer. It was meditation. It's changing my lifestyle. It's getting closer to my true self, God. And for me, it was inner child work, past life regressions, all types of stuff. Inside and out, cleansing, flushing
mm-hmm.
out the old.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And just wanting to be one with God, just really desiring to experience and to feel the presence of God inside and out.
And is that what you did in your meditation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Opening myself.
I think that's the key for healing. I have a philosophy about healing that we're already whole and complete in the mind of God. We cannot be anything else. We cannot be separate from our Creator. We cannot be anything but that, but all that God is. And so God doesn't know from limitation. God doesn't know from lack. God doesn't know from dis-ease, if you will. God doesn't know from all of that. So there's really nothing to heal. We're already whole and complete. The healing has to come in our own awareness and our own consciousness. And so if I strive to, for example, like you, meditate so that I know and have the greatest possible experience of wholeness, of peace, of health, of joy, of love, which I think is the most important, love, because love leads to everything else.
Yep.
Then we're aligned in that power. we're aligned in that power. And so that power invades, if you will, our consciousness. And so our bodies and our minds cannot do anything else but heal or follow along. As long as I believe that I am whole and complete, that I am healthy, that I am not separate, not limited, I mm-hmm. will step into a greater experience. Mm-hmm. And so it takes work on our own part, right. But it's the consciousness that requires the expansion, if you will, the focus of our spiritual work, because God through us will take us to a place of healing.
Absolutely. Mark, I have a question here. There's listeners out there listening. Okay, maybe a person has what is called MS. Another person has what is called cancer of a type. Another mm-hmm. person has diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Another one has lupus, depression, anxiety, bipolar, all of this. They're listening to this and they're like, what is this guy talking about? I am whole?
Yes.
I can't walk. I'm on a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I have needles in me. I go mm-hmm. for chemotherapy. Okay, let's be real just for now. This is because these people, this is their reality. I was one mm-hmm. of those people that used to go for 1,000 milligrams of cortisone. I had mm-hmm. to sit there for an hour and a half and have this injected into my system where I would be up for 24 or 26 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm whole? Mark, what are you talking about, I'm whole?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? I put needles in my finger, you know, insulin in my legs. What are you talking about, I'm whole?
At the level of spirit, you're whole.
Okay.
At the level of spirit, you are whole. You cannot be anything but whole. There's no chunk of you that's missing. There's no chunk of you that needs to be replaced. All is good, and all is good enough because your spirit only knows that, which is God. It's made of God. So then how do we look at ourselves in these states that you describe? How do I look at my cancer? How do I look at my AIDS? How do I look at my MS? How do I look at my empty bank account, which is no different? How do I look at myself in the world? And so it's those beliefs, it's those patterns of thinking. It's who we choose to be. So I can align, I can identify myself with cancer. The cancer, make it a power unto itself, or I can identify with the wholeness and the presence of God, which will uplift me, if I choose, beyond the appearance of cancer. Now, I'm not saying that everyone will suddenly, who hears this, would be free of cancer, because consciousness and awareness of the presence of God within us could take a lifetime. But I do believe that, as there have been many healers and many examples of master teachers, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, many other saints, Saint Francis of Assisi, from Eastern and Western traditions, that if I see you as whole and complete, I'm not putting my focus on another power or making cancer or bankruptcy another power. I just see you as the presence of God. Now, what are we going to do about the rest of it? If we can change our thinking, if we can change our attitudes, if we can change our perceptions about who we are, who we truly are, really are, the reality of my life is not about the externals. It's not about the dis-ease. It's not about the bank account. The reality of who I am is that I am God, incarnate. And so God is bigger than the appearance of anything, of everything. And the more I align with that, the more I truly believe that, the more that I exercise my life from that place of center, from that place of God, then many doors will open up. We don't know. We don't know. God is in the medication. God is in the medical science. God is in our ability to manifest a new creative position that will fill our bank accounts. God is in everything. So if we want to align with that, which is infinite and expansive, then I believe we are carried along on our path. So I don't know what the outcome is. I don't know what the cancer provides for you. But if you identify with that, then that will be your experience. If you identify with the presence of God, you open yourself up to a larger experience of life that may include the cancer, but you are somehow a vessel for the divine to unfold, to use you for whatever purpose.
Absolutely. Wow. That was awesome. That was awakening, huh? Wouldn't you say? As our time is almost over, there was so much to talk about. Yeah, can you believe that? There's so much to talk about. You're just going with the flow. You're just allowing. That's wonderful. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for all of your sharings and your life experience with us. And we're really looking forward to your second book, One with God, coming out soon.
Thank you. And you're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for really, really sharing your true, authentic self with us. This is what the show is about. It's about the oneness. It's about authenticity. And you're perfectly aligned. And we're grateful to you. I wish you the best in your journey in this lifetime, and happy birthday, happy first birthday to many that passed before, huh?
Yes, it's extraordinary. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and blessings to you till we meet and we talk.
And blessings to you.
Thank you. Good day to you. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. You wonderful people, you heard Mark and I, and you know this in your heart and your soul. Focus on what you want. Focus on where you want to be in your life as the magnificent God self that you are. Define yourself as the true light of God, and this is who you are. Believe that you're worthy, that you deserve, that you are good, and that you can, and you can, and you are. Believe it, cause it, create it within your own power, within with your own consciousness, align with the consciousness of your true self, your God self, your spirit. All things are possible, truly. So we have spoken about rising and expanding consciousness, about the oneness with God, without peace, with peaceful presence, as Mark is the author of Meditations with Peaceful Presence. We spoke about the power of meditating, going inside every day. How powerful is that, just being still? And being still in this moment, as I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. Breathe it in. Cause it. Feel the love. Allow yourself to feel this infinite love in every cell in your body, healing you, energizing you, being you. And now I invite you to breathe it out and give it to the whole world. For we are truly one. For we are truly one. And within this oneness, I love you. I appreciate you. And I invite you to visit www.infiniteloveradio.com and download my free guided meditations and insights. And as always, I send out daily insights, meditations, prayers, self-realizations through my higher self. I invite you to visit www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. Click on the daily insights, and if you're not happy, you can just unsubscribe. No big deal. I invite your comments, suggestions, and questions to infinitelove radio@yahoo.com and Michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. This has been Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati with gratitude and appreciation for who you are and where you are and what you stand for in life. You are the light of the universe inside and out. I love you. Blessings. Until next week, good day.